Morning. It is 8:01, and we are the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Today is March 11th. We are in House Finance in room 519 for anyone following us at home. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Osterman. Representative Herron.
Here.
Representative Olson. Representative Josephson.
Here.
Representative Stoltz. Representative Kawasaki. Vice Chair Hawker.
Present.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Bishop. Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Olson. Senator Dunleavy.
Here.
Chair Fairclough.
Here. Thank you. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Could you please review the agenda and see if there's any amendments to the agenda? Seeing none, does everybody have the meeting minutes from February 22nd, 2013 in your packet? Representative Hawker.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I move the minutes of the LVNA meeting on February 22 be approved as presented.
Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the minutes are approved. Please note that Kurt Olson has joined us for our roll call.
I'm standing in for Bob Herron.
Thank you, Representative Olson. Next, we'll move into executive sessions for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports. Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, I move the committee under Uniform Rule 22 go into executive session for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports pursuant to AS 24.20.301.
Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move into executive session. Brief at ease while we clear the room. The record, it is 8:39. For the record, Senator Bishop and Representative Osterman joined us about 8:05 while we were in executive session. Also in executive session, for the record, was Senator Coghill, Chris Curtis and her staff, and Laura Pierre, my staff. Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, I move that the following preliminary audit report be released to the agencies for response. That is the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Kinnickarm Bridge and Toll Authority, the Kinnickarm Crossing Project, dated March 7th. 2013.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the motion is approved. Next on the agenda, we'll hear from Chris Curtis, the legislative auditor, on the purchase of furniture for the legislative audit remodel in the state office building. Ms. Curtis.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Chris Curtis, legislative auditor. Today I'm bringing before the committee a request to purchase office furnishings and equipment. In December 2012, Legislative Council approved a remodel of the legislative office, audit office space on the sixth floor of the state office building. So many of you know that our office moved into the Terry Miller Gym, and we will be there until approximately August, hopefully no later than that. The date is supposed to be in August. Given that there's a 16-week lead time between ordering and receiving office furnishings, we are asking for approval to move forward with the purchase of the new office furnishings. The state's negotiated a statewide contract with the furnishing vendors, which we expect to use, and that will allow us to buy that equipment at a discount. We expect the cost to not exceed $425,000 and will include cubicles, workstations, equipment, and furnishings. Our current IT equipment is sufficient, and we don't expect to need any IT equipment except for possible IT equipment in a new conference room that we plan to build. We have funding available in our FY13 budget, so we are just asking the committee to approve our purchase in accordance with the procurement rules because this purchase is greater than $25,000.
Are there questions from committee members? Representative Hawker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just clarify, when you say money's available in the FY13 budget, which appropriation?
Legislative budget and audit, the Division of Legislative Audit allocation. not the committee's allocation.
Thank you.
Other questions from committee members? Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, I move the committee authorize the legislative auditor to award contracts for office furnishings and equipment associated with the office remodel in an amount not to exceed $425,000.
Are there objections from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, that motion passes. I did fail to say that we still have retained a quorum and that all members were in their seats when we restarted, so I just want to put that on the record. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, it is 8:42 and we're adjourned.